Governor Ned Lamont made two toll proposals in his budget last week, tolls for cars and trucks, or tolls for trucks only. As Connecticut Public Radio's Patrick Scahill reports, trucks only is what Rhode Island does, but the arrangement is being challenged in federal court.
Rhode Island started tolling trucks in June at two spots on Interstate 95. This spring, it plans to start expanding to 10 more locations, tolling large tractor trailers.
We don't need to toll cars.
Charles St. Martin is a spokesperson for the Rhode Island Department of Transportation. He says the state only tolls trucks to help balance the books on its 10-year plan to fix bridges, which are some of the worst in the nation.
We were not, you know, being able to catch up in terms of replacing our structurally deficient bridges faster than new ones became deficient. We needed a little more revenue to make that happen.
So far, the program has exceeded expectations, pulling in about $600,000 per month. But Rich Pianca, a lawyer with the American Trucking Association, says the whole arrangement is unconstitutional. The ATA is part of a federal lawsuit saying Rhode Island's tolls give breaks to in-state truckers while signaling out the large tractor trailers typically engaged in multi-state commerce.
And we want to make sure to establish that other states don't get the same idea and try to use interstate commerce and interstate trucking as a piggy bank for their funding issues.
Governor Ned Lamont is considering the idea, but says truck-only tolls won't bring in the money he needs to repair Connecticut roads. So he wants to toll cars, too. Joe Scully with the Motor Transport Association of Connecticut says either way, it's one more tax on truckers.
We pay a per-gallon diesel tax in Connecticut. We pay the petroleum gross receipts tax. We pay registration fees. Those things are all supposed to be funding our roads.
Last month, there were oral arguments on Rhode Island's motion to dismiss the trucking industry's challenge. A decision on that is pending and could set precedent for the future of truck-only tolls nationwide. Patrick Scahill, Connecticut Public Radio.